Okay, we're going to call the meeting to order. Pledge of Allegiance, Mr. Crawford.
Please rise, face the flag, and repeat after me. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
There was no action taken in closed session. Next, we have comments from the board members. Ms. Scott? Mr. Davis? Ms. No? Mr. Fleury? Mr. Crawford? Actually, tonight I would like to welcome Mr. Gregory Taylor, our new Director of Transportation. Mr. Taylor?
Welcome.
I'd also like to just make a comment with regards to Shady Creek Outdoor School Program. I'm really glad to see that our district is participating in that, because it's really a great program for kids to kind of get out and see things and get out into the environment and learn from the things of outdoors. So I'm excited that we participate in that. And also, we see in our packet tonight, under donations to the district, I'd like to actually thank the Margaret Capitano Insurance Agency for their donations that they do to our district to help fund our Random Acts of Kindness program. So without those kinds of partnerships that we have with the community, it wouldn't be near as good for our district. So just a couple shout outs for those folks. Opportunity for employee organizations to address the board. Marysville Unified Teachers Association. Operating Engineers Local Union Number 3. California School Employees Association Number 326, Number 648. Association of Management and Confidential Employees. Supervisory Units. Public Comments. Comments are limited to a maximum of 3 minutes per speaker, 20 minutes total time for public input on each item per board bylaw 9323. I see no public comment cards. Superintendent's report.
In keeping with the brevity of my board members, I'm going to pass as well, so thank you.
Okay. Next, we have the approval of minutes. Minutes from the regular board meeting of 6/26/18. If there's no additions or deletions, we'll entertain a motion.
Motion to approve.
Motion to approve by Mr. Crawford. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Ms. Scott. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any nays? Any? We have 5 yes, 1 abstention, and 1 absent. Next, we have the consent agenda. Are there any items that board members would like to have pulled from the consent agenda? If not, we'll entertain a motion.
Motion to approve.
Motion to approve by Mr. Davis. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Crawford. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any nays? 6 yes. Next, we have new business. Board of Trustees, number 1, Resolution 2018-19/01, specifications of the election order of the governing board. So it looks, the purpose of the agenda item is to request the board approve the revised resolution that the board approved on 5/22. To reflect Trustee Area 1 as a short term through December 2020. Is there a motion?
Motion to approve.
Motion to approve by Mr. Davis. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Fleury. Is there any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. 6 yes. Categorical programs, board policies. The purpose of the agenda item is to request the board hold a public hearing regarding the following board policies as indicated below. Administrative regulations are included for reference, so we'll now open a public hearing. Do we have anyone to speak on this item, or is there any discussion? If there's no discussion, is there a motion to close the public hearing? Motion to close by Mr. Boom. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Davis. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Six yes. Now we need a motion regarding the board policy 3230 and all board policy amendments.
Motion to approve.
Motion to approve by Mr. Davis. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Crawford. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any nays? Six yes. Purchasing Department, Resolution 2018-19/02, disposal of obsolete textbooks and instructional materials for the 2018-19 school year. Do we have any discussion? Is there a motion?
Motion to approve.
Motion to approve by Ms. Scott. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Second by Mr. Crawford. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any nays? Six yes. Resolution 2018-19/03, state contracts. Purpose of the agenda item is to request the board approve the resolution to acquire materials, equipment, supplies, services, and vehicles through the use of various state and California Department of General Services and Department of Technology contracts. Is there any discussion? Is there a motion?
Motion to approve.
Motion to approve by Mr. Davis. Is there a second? Second by Mr. Fleury. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any nays? Six yes. Buildings and Grounds Department. Agreement with Johnson Controls Incorporated for implementation of Proposition 39 findings. We're to hold a public hearing. The public hearing is now open. Do we have discussion? So would this be Mr. Barnett to give us a little bit of information on this? Or Mr. Hodson, or?
Yes, sir. So very similar to what we did with solar earlier in the year. This requires a public hearing because what we're doing is using Prop 39 money, no district resources. And in this case, Johnson Controls will come in. They've done a study back in January the board approved to look at how to spend that Prop 39 money in compliance with the rules and the like associated. So the purpose of the hearing, because we wouldn't go out for a normal bidding process like you would if we were spending district money or if it was going to ultimately cost the state money, we have to hold the hearing should there be any objections, and then should the board approve, Johnson Controls will implement these cost savings measures that we've laid out in your packet. Mostly it's lights, and that will save us now money going into the future. So nothing out of the district's pocket and savings then coming back to us over the subsequent years. And we're really grateful for the work Johnson Controls has done to fix this program that had really been allowed to languish previously.
Thank you, Mr. Hodson. Any other discussion? If not, I'll entertain a motion to close the public hearing.
Motion
to close.
Motion to close the public hearing, Mr. Crawford. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Boom. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any nays? Six yes. Now we need a motion regarding the agreement.
Motion to approve the agreement.
There's a motion to approve by Mr. Boom. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Davis. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any nays? Six yes. Resolution 2018-19/04, authorizing the participation in the Rural School Bus Pilot Project. Do we have any discussion on that? Mr. Lane, could you fill us in a little, please?
Good evening. This is the second bus. We got one last year. It's green diesel. It has to be a renewable diesel bus. It comes from the North Coast Air Board. Last year, we had to have a letter saying that we could get this type of fuel in the area. We converted one of the tanks, 1,000-gallon tanks that we have, and that's what we're running out of the Foothill School. This is just another bus. It's 100% funded. It comes off the production line. It's exactly the same as a diesel bus. There's no difference in it. We have to fuel it with the green diesel for 3 years, and then we can fuel it with whatever we want to fuel with. Again, it's 100% funded. There's no cost to the district, so I definitely recommend that we get all of those that we can.
Great. Thank you very much, and thank you for your efforts for that, Scott.
Thank you.
Any other discussion or questions? Is there a motion?
Motion to approve.
Motion to approve by Mr. Crawford. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Davis. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any nays? Six yes. Personnel services. Number one, amendment to the employee contract with Gay Todd. Purpose of the agenda item is to request the board approve the amendment to the employment contract between Marysville Joint Unified School District and Superintendent Gay Todd. Is there any discussion or questions? If not, is there a motion?
Motion to approve.
Motion to approve by Mr. Boom. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Crawford. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any nays? No nays. Six yes. Personnel services number two, amendment to the employee contract with Mr. Romero Carrion. So right in line with the previous one that we did, is there any discussion? Is there a motion?
Motion to approve.
Motion to approve by Mr. Crawford. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Davis. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any nays? No nays. Six yes. Personnel services number three, amendment to the employee contract with Michael Hodson. Again, right in line with what we were doing before. Any discussion? If not, is there a motion?
Motion to approve.
Motion to approve by Mr. Davis. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Ms. Scott. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any nays? Six yes. Business services, number one, resolution 2018-19-05, ordering a school bond election to be held on November 6, 2018. Looks like we have some discussion. Thank you, Mr. Hodson.
If you'll tolerate me here a little, one more time. I'm gonna try to be pretty quick on this, mostly the purpose of this presentation, recognizing that the board has been walking through this, giving guidance for the last 10 months. I want to do a couple things with one. In the event that anyone from the public had wanted to attend, I want to be sure we had shared our logic behind it. And then two, I envision this presentation being hung on our website so that we have, for the record, established the logic behind and our intentions behind this resolution before we take it out to the voter. So I'll speed through it in the awareness that the board has seen all this information before. There's a couple things that we'll talk about, and again, this will be sort of what I'll do on a roadshow once, and assuming the board approves. I'd like to start with, again, what the board knows, but this is a large institution. Look at things like 2.3 million meals served. We got 1.1 million square feet of office space, 250 acres of grounds and the like that need to be maintained, and those obviously come at a great cost. Our school sites, if you were to average them all out, it's a little bit of an imperfect science, but 72.5 years is how I calculated it. That's a lot of old sites, a couple of them, you know, 150 years plus. And while the buildings there may not all be 150 years old, the infrastructure upon which they're laid is, and that, of course, complicates the challenge that, that Travis has in the facilities department. We also have growing enrollment, as you know. And what we find is that not only is it difficult in terms of getting additional classrooms, but now we're stretching our infrastructure, whether it's multi-purpose rooms, cafeterias, offices, those things. And the environment has changed, right? We have concerns now about security that we didn't necessarily have before, bandwidth, access for the physically handicapped and the like. I'm going to stroll through the next slides very quickly, but it'll be instructive for members of the public who have not had a chance to go see our sites, and you can just see that we have facilities that are not hazardous to children, but certainly are not great learning environments. And so we can see the things from torn carpet and damaged walls and sinks that have just seen their useful service life. Again, the board is aware of all of this. I get the question a lot when it went site to site, we'd say, well, geez, you know, why didn't you take care of this with the money you have? And so I thought adding this slide was instructive. In 2007-2008, we had our level there of about $85 million. And you can see about a decade where the district simply got no more money while we had increased costs, while we have inflation, while we have you know, increased PERS and STIRS. And recently we've gotten better, but there's a lot of years in which the only thing you can cut is some of those deferred maintenance things. You know, put off painting another year, put off carpet another year. And that's what creates this bow wave of requirements around our facilities. Another slide that I think is helpful as well, that while California ranked 49th in of all the states in 2012, we're now up somewhere in the middle. But if you were to take this the top 10 and subtract from there what Marysville draws at 12,000, we'd be getting almost $53 million more every year. I would not be going out to the public, or in this first to the board, asking for permission to go out for a bond if we were getting $52 million more a year. Interesting to note that these statistics here are not, there's no means for adjusting based on cost of living and the like. So Wyoming and other states that have more money per student, they're not bearing the same cost of living that we are here in California, the cost of construction, taxes and the like. Information that the board knows again, but after Prop 13, you saw a great reduction in the amount of tax revenue that came from your local board. It used to be, prior to 1978, that this board could meet and say, we need $74 million, and we could levy that upon the residents just by a motion of the board. Prop 13 changed that and required a two-thirds requirement. The two-thirds requirement for future bonds was important too, because you couldn't pass a lot of bonds at two-thirds. And so you again now had needs that just got pushed back and pushed back and pushed back. And so we are now living the legacy of many years in which we just didn't have facility funding available. In 2000, Proposition 39 passed. It did a couple of things. It lowered the voting requirement to 55%. It also added some additional oversight requirements, in particular a Citizens Bond Oversight Committee, which will enact should this bond pass. Bonds have been pretty popular with local populations. Here's the last 10 years or so. You'll see that, you know, in 2017, a little bit of an anomaly, but that's, you know, that's small numbers there. There was only six bond proposals or bond ballot measures in 2007, and only two of those passed for 33%. But if you look at 2016, 224 bonds were on ballots throughout the state, and 207 of them passed for not quite $29 billion. I think here's a good reason why. Schools that are in good condition typically result in higher performance. Kind of makes sense. If you were trying to teach a class out in a tough shed, that would not be nearly as conducive to learning as in a facility in good repair. And also property values. Your property values tend to go up when you've invested money in your local school district. There's many studies that show that. Here is but one. So the board's aware of this. Here's our process. Starting with doing a poll, does the public even support this? We obviously reflect that, and in our informed poll, 62% say they definitely or probably would vote yes. There's another almost 9% that were undecided. So I think going into this, we should feel pretty good. I've made the assumption that the board will say yes. Obviously, if we don't, we won't hang this on the website. It'll become a moot point. Here's what the ballot language will say, and that the cost at it's basically $56 per 100,000 of assessed value. This is the project list that we've spent a lot of time working on. We went site to site. Many of the members had come to multiple sites to hear everyone's input. Everybody is getting a little bit of something. There's many that are getting, you know, new multi-purpose rooms, shade structures, replacing walls and drywall and HVACs and all sorts of things. I put this list out because, as we had talked previously, I think it's pretty important to have be on the record and say, this is what we envision doing. The board can change their mind, the board can change the scope, but this would be a additional information to share with our voters that this is an itemized list of what we intend to do. Worth noting that as we go on these projects, most of them are eligible for state matching funds under Prop 51 that passed back in 2016. And that would, again, be another 100% return on investment, basically, for the local voter. Every dollar we spend that is eligible for matching grants is going to get state money back. So really a win-win, I think. Here's the impact on the property tax. Our average assessed value is $159,000. And so multiply that out, it's $89 a year for your average resident, or $7.50 per month. A couple other bonds, just as data points. San Diego will have a bond out on the November election, $3.5 billion. It works out to be about not quite $27,000 per student. If you work it out by site, it's something like $14 million or something per site. Grass Valley, an elementary school district up the hill, they had one that just passed in June. It's about $11,000 per student. And this one, if we average that, would be about $7,000 per student. So I think it's pretty modest. I think that's an important message to share with our voters. So in summary, this is a bond I think that we clearly have demonstrated a need. I think we're going about it the right way. We've done a lot of due diligence in advance. We're not just asking for money without an idea of what we're going to spend it on. We have a list that has been vetted and discussed quite a bit, and this will, I think, benefit our students and benefit the residents of the district. And so with that, any questions?
Yeah, Mr. Hodson, you talked about the list and that could be modified by the board. There's no way to set a list out and concrete, so to speak, as far as a bond goes, so that the taxpayers would know exactly what they're getting?
Right, that's a great question. So the language that's in here is what will be the list for the purposes of the Prop 39 bond. We started this, and I know I in some ways have sort of led the board astray, and that I envisioned having that itemized list that we would lock ourselves into. The trouble is that if you count these items up, there are so many, each of which could just run the gamut. We're going to open up a wall, we're going to find out there's dry rot in one, and it may make us change. We may decide that as we do something, oh shoot, we should make this bigger or smaller. And so in my prior district, when we're doing half as many projects, but they were big projects, we're going to build, okay, that's easier to do, and we can say that. If we're going to build a high school, that's a big item that would lend itself to that. When you look through here, you know, an LED marquee, a library furniture, there's just so many things that are just going to be hard to itemize, and they could grow or decline in scope. And I thought that locking the board in and saying this, we're not going to stray from this, was going to be counterproductive. And so I'm trying to kind of walk a middle ground and saying we're going to publicly put out these are the items that we intend to do, and the board in their wisdom can either follow these exactly, or we can make modifications in prioritization as we go. So that's a great question. Thank you, sir.
I have to ask this because the people I represent generally ask me this first. This money can never be used for teacher or administrative raises, correct?
That's correct.
It doesn't go in a general fund, correct?
Right, that is in the in that language, so we,
okay.
we're that's, restricted
believe it or
for
not, that's the number one thing.
And the language in here, and we have Mr. Covert from our attorney, we'll quickly point out that is not the exact language. That's we had two versions in the initial deal. This, the law requires us to be a little more pedantic about the exact cost and the tax impact. This is a little broader definition, I think, useful in describing to the public what we're going to do. And you'll see that it will be the same on both ballots, but the leaking roofs, outdated heating, air conditioning, electrical plumbing, that is the list of things that we are limited to per the bond. And you'll see at the bottom then it's it requires the audits and oversight and that no money for administrators.
Secondly, will we try to shop locally as much as we can? By that I mean keep Is it going to be a bidding process?
We'll end up, for most of these projects, there's all sorts of contract law, and we'll follow contract law, absolutely. And in our bidding, we can certainly, as we can value local bidders for sure.
It's always something that comes up, number two,
sure.
after the general fund question. Thank you.
Okay, a couple of things that come to my mind. I think between Yuba College and Marysville Joint, we've done five bonds in the last, I don't know, 7 or 8 years at basically a $60 per 100,000 assessed value. This would make number six. If you have owned a $300,000 worth of property, your assessed or your taxes have gone up $1,000 a year. The other thing that I think should be against the law, but it's not, is only property owners pay for bonds, but everybody votes for it. So to me, that's always. And then the last bond, the people in my area that I represent felt slighted because they thought that they were going to get this. The language was a little vague. That was our fault. And so they thought they were getting promised things they weren't. There was a lot of heartache and misery in my area because of that. And I would just like to see the state of California step up and start spending money where money should be spent and quit throwing it away on all these other bullet trains and the twin tunnels and every place else they throw it away. But so do we have facility needs? Absolutely. Have we done a lot the last several years? Absolutely. I mean, it's a never-ending thing. And I appreciate that we've stepped up with our deferred maintenance program. That's been a great deal. But for me to go ahead and vote for this to go forward without the taxpayers in my area being to have a voice as a property owner at a, you know, and have somebody else vote to raise their taxes, I just have a hard time with it. So that's just where I'm at with it personally.
I think those are really very valid concerns. One of the things we've looked at, and as you look at other districts, one of the challenges we have is we don't have a lot of assessed value base. And so as a great example coming up from Walnut, we did a $165 million bond and it was like $40 per 100,000 because everyone's property value is that much higher. We're going to be limited here for that. Two, those facilities were, there were more facilities, but they were all much more centrally located. I also pulled up data from, and it was sent to me by KNN, our financial advisors, comparing us with our neighboring districts. How much is our burden per ADA, just as a rough measure? And we are less than both the community college district by a lot. And don't quote me, I will give you the data later, and I'll tell you why I don't have it with me tonight. But it was about 21,000 per student. We were about 7,000 per student of outstanding bond right now. Wheatland and the rest were like 12 and 14. The only one that interestingly was lower, and why I don't have it with me tonight, was Yuba City Schools. And I was curious why that was, a remarkably lower. Finally discovered today, they have Mellow Roos and they have a bunch of SFIDs. So I would be comparing apples and oranges, and I thought that's really gonna muddy the waters. But we are, while I know that as a property owner here, that's real and tangible to you, we are, relative to our neighbors, we are still under in total bonds and bonds per student. They are all limited at that $60 because of the low assessed valuation. At $159,000 per, it takes, you get there very quickly.
Yeah, it's tough because we are in one of the poorest counties in the state. So I know it is tough because the assessed values are so low. I mean, if you took homes and moved them to other neighboring areas, the assessed value would be much higher, and yeah, it wouldn't be quite such a burden. But
and I think interestingly, the impact here of the assessed valuation as opposed to the actual valuation, I get a sense more people stay in the same home for a really long time, and so of course that value is only going up at 2% or inflation, whichever is lower, because of Prop 13. And so in places like Los Angeles County, where houses are turning over every couple years, that assessed valuation is staying pegged to the rising rates. We don't see that as much here.
Going along with what Jeff said, at the last bond people were promised, and as you know, I represent the Oliverst area, and I've been talking to bond, and a lot of people have mentioned we closed one school and we never built a second school, and now we have a middle school that is heavily impacted with students, and that's really a big concern to the Oliverst community when it comes to talking bonds.
Sure. We looked very hard at could we build another middle school with this, and you get up with two challenges. One, the cost to build, even if we have the land, is just prohibitive. We'd essentially take two-thirds of this bond just to build the school, and then you lose those economies of scale. That's another principle, another sister principle, more counselors, more, you know, more utilities, more, and it just very quickly would be just financially difficult to do, and I recognize that.
So Mr. Hodson, when we as we go through and pay off the bonds, I'm not sure of the right terminology, but that would go, then that would remove that off the property tax of each individual, right?
Yes, sir.
So we, you know, in the last 3 years, I think we've done a couple of refunding of our current bonds to try to save some of those taxpayers some money, which, you know, every little bit is certainly helpful. So I think it's at least showing some good faith that we're trying to help our constituents with regards to the money factor, and you know, with trying to come again and say we're wanting to come tax you even more, it still is kind of a double-edged sword. But you know, I certainly think that many of our folks can see that, you know, what the real need is, and I. And maybe going along with what Mr. Fleury said at some of the sites when from the previous bond process, when they pull out the rendition of what their site was supposed to look like, I, again, not sure how that process worked, but I feel certainly more comfortable with the process that we're doing now of being able to develop a list, and I don't see that list as being we're having 14 new buildings. We're just trying to keep the buildings that we currently have standing and make the environment for our staff and students more, you know, educationally productive. So it seems as though the process that we're doing now is very legitimate to me.
Sure.
Yeah, I believe the track record of the district as a whole in spending the money that we have spent with the bonds at COPS and stuff, we've done a very, very good job, as opposed to what's happened in other nearby areas. So, I mean, there was a couple of huge debacles, and I think that our taxpayers do acknowledge and appreciate the way that the money has been spent and how we've got a really good bang for our dollar here. So I think we do have a very good track record with the taxpayers.
Oops. Any other discussion? Thank you, Mr. Hodson. If not, is there a motion?
Motion to approve.
We have a motion to approve by Mr. Davis. Is there a second? Second by Mr. Rasmussen. Is there any other discussion?
I have to interject something, and I'll be very candid here. If you don't have complete solidarity, a complete yes vote from all of us, it's going to be an impossible sell where I reside.
it's going to be hard to begin with. I'm not threatening anybody by any means, but if we go down 4-3 or 3-3-1, I mean, it's not going to work. And it is an election year, so that's just keeping that in mind, because that was a real hesitation for a second. And I'll leave it at that.
So we have a motion to approve by Mr. Davis and a second by Mr. Rasmussen. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Can I see a raise of hands? Looks as though there's three yes. Nays? One, three noes. So we had a no by Ms. Scott, a no by Mr. Crawford, and a no by Mr. Boom. So it looks as though it's split.
Mr. President, if I could interject as well, it does require a two-thirds approval, part of the Prop 39. So we are. It's not a simple majority vote. It requires a two-thirds of the board to approve.
Okay. So does the motion carry? No. Just move on to the next one.
Timeline for the board to approve, is that tonight? Could it be brought back at the next board meeting when Mr. Allison is present?
The deadline to file would be August, I think it would be the 9th or the 10th, so we would have to have an additional board meeting scheduled between now and then, properly agendized and the like.
So it looks as though then with the vote, then the motion fails. Okay, number two, business services number two, resolution 2018-19/06, prescribing the terms and authorizing the prepayment of certificates of participation along with the other related materials. Is there any discussion? No discussion. Is there a motion?
Motion to approve.
Motion to approve by Mr. Davis. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Fleury. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any nays? Six yes. So it looks as though that concludes our regular session meeting adjourned. Now we're going to open the meeting for our MJUSD Financing Corporation. Meeting is now open. We're going to do a roll call vote for members of to be present. And when I call your name, could you please say present or here? Ms. Scott?
Here.
Mr. Davis?
Here.
Mr. Boom?
Here.
Mr. Fleury?
Here.
Mr. Crawford?
Present.
Mr. Rasmussen? Here. Are there any public comment cards? No public comment cards. The Corporation Board is being asked to approve the termination agreement by and among the Marysville Joint Unified School District, the Marysville Joint Unified School District Financing Corporation, and the Bank of New York Trust Company, N.A. regarding the prepayment of the 2006 certificates of participation. In August of 2006, the school district issued its 2006 certificates of participation in the principal amount of $22,145,000. The certificates were issued pursuant to a trust agreement dated August 1st, 2006, by and among the school district, the Bank of New York Trust Company, N.A., now known as the Bank of New York Mellon Trust Company, N.A., as trustee, and the Marysville Joint Unified School District Financing Corporation, in order to finance certain costs associated with the acquisition and construction of school facilities. District staff has recommended that it is in the best financial interest of the district to prepay the outstanding certificates pursuant to Section 2.5E and Article 4 of the trust agreement. The termination agreement is part of the process to prepay the remaining outstanding 2006 certificates of participation. Is there a motion regarding this this action?
Motion to approve.
We have a motion by Mr. Davis to approve. Is there a second? Second by Mr. Fleury. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any nays? Six yes. Meeting adjourned.